877-207-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Thou art my hiding place, not in some cabin way off in the mountain somewhere away from everybody. Thank God for that solitude, but that's not the hiding place. God is the hiding place. I shared that dream Sunday. Spirits were stalking me. And the scenario or the scenery that God gave me was a desert, dark. I was driving in a car and they were driving in convertibles. And they would pull up beside me and they were desperately looking and searching and would look right at me because I looked right at them, but they couldn't see me. And God said, I've hidden you. Tell somebody, the devil just lost your address. Come on. He knew where you used to live. You got saved. He lost your address. He can't come visit you no more. Because God says, I'll be your hiding place. And you're not in there afraid and scared. No, he said, I give you peace. It's just you are hidden. You are hidden from the evils that people plot, from the strategies of hell that are thrown at you. Are hidden from that. That will not destroy you. That will not take you out. That will not discourage you. Come on, that's if you're in his presence. You see, it's in the fortress of God that our souls are sheltered. People can say things to you or do things against you or plot or whatever, but your soul is sheltered. It's like you're wearing something devil proof. You know, bulletproof. Well, yeah, the bullets will come and hit, but hey, it ain't taking you out. When you're in the shelter of God, it don't mean that stuff gonna stop happening. Stuff will happen from time to time. Such is life, such is this journey. But you are sheltered. So that means don't you backpedal. Don't you become afraid and back up. No, you can keep on going because you are sheltered. You are in an armored car. It's bomb proof. Yeah, someone might be plotting some up the road. That's all right. I'm bomb proof. I'm bulletproof. I'm sheltered. The presence of God. As a matter of fact, God will have it go off just as you pass by it. The angel will hold that thing down. It'll go off, but it won't come near you. Hello, somebody. Oh, I've had stuff happen where just after. See, you'll get through it, and then the wicked will come along. And they'll get trapped by it. They'll suffer for it. But it won't come nigh you. Because you are sheltered. The sovereign God that sees everything, that knows what you need before you need it, that has ordained your steps before you've taken them, he's hewn out a path. He knows the way that you take. Now, there's a place, and we're going to look at it here, a place where our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions, our intellect, our reasonings, all of that soul realm is sheltered, protected, not by something temporary or something that can't get the job done, but that can stand any assault, any adversity, that shelter. Now, let me just say it this way. What I'm talking about right here, whether we've known it or not, or exercised it or not, discovering this place that I'm talking about is the object of our entire existence. That's what this is all about. You know, there are little niceties, blessings that God gives us along the way, but that's not the object of our faith. nor the object of our existence. The object of our existence is discovering and living in this place, in the secret place. All right? Go with me to John chapter 14. And let's, right now, I'm giving you the wedding garment. So you have access to the wedding. You can get into the wedding and they ain't gonna put you out because you got the garment. John chapter 14, verse 21. Well, let me start at verse 15, all right? John 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, now look at this, and will manifest myself to him. We talk about the presence of God, and we know that the Holy Spirit is in us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. But Jesus said to that person that loves me, keeps my commandments, I will manifest. See, there's a presence of God that even when you aren't thinking about God, don't feel God, you know, you might be arguing with somebody, but God is still with you. But then there are times where there's a manifestation where it's like you just hush because you know God is here. Jesus said to that one that loves me and will endeavor to exercise himself to keeping what I've commanded, he said to him, I will love him, my Father will love him, but not only that, I will manifest myself to him. So finding this place, this secret place, this place of God's loving protection starts simply with you loving him. Simple. But think about it. How much time do we really relegate to God outside of a church service? You remember when you were dating, when you were young and you were dating? Some of y'all remember? It ain't been that long. You know, marriage is different because there's a lot of responsibility. I'm talking about when you were dating, you didn't have no responsibility. You sit up on that phone. There wasn't no cell phones back then. You sit up on that phone and nobody say a word for about 10 minutes. You still there? Yeah, I'm still here. It didn't matter. It didn't matter what y'all said. You just on the phone with them, you know. You felt like you was in love. You know how sometimes you hang up and then call right back? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. When you're going up. Wouldn't it be something if you could really treat the Lord like that? If he could be in more of your thoughts. He would love to be in more of your thoughts. He would love to be in more of your decisions. See, when he's in something, he's going to protect you. That urge is always to protect you, to show you the best way. He knows. He knows what's best. He knows what will most greatly influence you and bless you and transform your life. God knows. Jesus said, the one that does this, my Father will love him. He loves us anyway. But he said at the end, I will love you, but I will, because you are drawing to me like that, I will be able to manifest. You know, sometimes people manifest. You hit a button and all of a sudden, ah! You know, but they manifested. You know what was deep down in them. You never got that close to them. Well, the Lord said, when you love me like that, and you're willing, I will manifest myself to you. All right? Simply by beginning to love him. If we will persevere, see, and this is the thing. If you will persevere in love and obedience to God, and not so much self-love or self-awareness or self-preservation, and really give yourself to him in perseverance, Jesus has made us a promise. He will reveal himself. Look at verse 23 of that same chapter. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. Now look what he says here. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. In other words, it's not just a once in a while visitation, which are wonderful. But God says, this type of person, my Father and I will come and we will make our permanent address with them. Now understand the distinction here. We are saved. We're going to be saved. The Holy Spirit will never leave us. I'm talking about something different here. I'm talking about a tangible, manifest presence that becomes a shelter. How much does a saint suffer because they're not really in the shelter? They're saved, but they're in and out of the shelter. They're in and out of the hedge. They're doing their own thing. They're saved. They love God to a degree, but they don't love God to the degree where he and the Father can come and abide. You do stuff. You think stuff. You say stuff. You go places where God can't go. He can't get involved with that. But he's talking about that one that will love him and obey him to the point where God can get in all your stuff. Come on, these are the world changers. These are the shakers and the movers that bring God with them everywhere they go. You don't have to be wearing, you know, Jesus pins. Nothing wrong with those things. You don't have to be thumping people with the Bible. You just carrying a presence. God is with you. People may not listen to you, may not like you, may even hate you, but this one thing they'll know, that was a child of God. God was in this place. They may not believe, they may not want God, but they will know without any doubt that, and you know what, it'll strike fear. So if you persevere in loving God, let him govern all of your decisions.
Thank you for joining us as we continue our Mega Grace series.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.